Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's your bro Laura Rosenberg. We're here. What's happening?
Machine.
What's up with what's happening? What's going on with that?
What do you mean? It was fun.
I know.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, sure.
Is it fun to go one championing? Very strange.
Yeah, sure.
Oh man, how you guys doing this morning?
All right.
I'm tired. It's the first day of spring. First full day.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yesterday was the start, right?
All right. Yesterday was a little taste.
Yeah, because they said that spring technically started around 5 p.m. So it's the first day of spring, but not the first full day. Today is the first full day.
By the way, that needs to be changed.
It's hilarious.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Like 5 p.m. to be exact?
Yeah, why don't you just go with... I always thought it was March 21st. I never knew that it was March 20th. I always thought it was the 21st for new seasons.
Right.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So when we woke up, it was the winter.
Wow.
But when we went to sleep, it was the spring. Great.
That's wild. Almost impossible to understand. and you know, it seems like across the country it ends a bizarro season for basically everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times if you notice the first day of spring, it's usually like snow or some kind of heavy craziness. Like, really? This is the first day of spring? It wasn't even that. It was just like a weirdly...
Right, it was cold. I mean, it wasn't brutal yesterday or anything, but it definitely doesn't feel like spring either.
Yo, you guys, I am looking at Shaq's Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because he did this like meme where his butt is growing, and he's like, to all the people who are concerned, first let me start off by saying thank you. I'm fine. Just had some BBL work done, aka hip replacement, but I'm fine. No need to worry.
Oh, he had hip replacement?
Yeah, he had a hip replacement, but like in the first slide is just him with big buns.
Is it a real picture?
Yeah, but it's altered. You know, it's obviously pulsating. It's really funny. Yeah. I'm like, why is Shaq BBL trending? What do you... By the way, for the audience, BBL is Brazilian butt lift. But then, then the next slide is just him in the hospital bed. So he had a hip replacement, but it's still pretty funny.
and speaking of Shaq, producer Griff put me on to this morning... first thing that apparently Magic Johnson is joining the group with 76ers and Devils owner Josh Harris to try to buy my Washington Commanders.
Damn, I saw that. Magic Johnson.
As of Saturday, I heard that people who know were saying, like, this is on the 1 yard line. Like, it's about to happen. Which is, it's honestly so weird to me. It's almost like hard to believe that it could potentially go from being this 20-year, more than 20-year nightmare for fans of my team, and that all of a sudden we could have this really cool group with a couple of great owners.
I know.
It's almost like I feel like I don't deserve it. You're so used to trash. Like, wait a second. Do I get to have something this nice? Potentially?
We shall see. We shall see.
Shaq is already part of the LA Dodgers group. So it would be pretty cool. I'm excited about the potential of that. What, all of a sudden people would want to be down with my team? Is that what would happen?
That's fine.
Yeah, you might get some bandwagon people.
Yeah, yeah, I mess with the Commanders.
And Peter, you'll welcome them with open arms.
No, I mean, not, you know, you know who we could see being part of that to some degree.
Oh, Abram.
I mean, that's magic. You know, the Lakers, they're my West Coast team. And that's Magic Johnson right there. That's my guy.
Lakers.
Yeah. So listen, let's see. Because I truly believe once the Commanders lose the terrible karma from Dan Snyder, they may actually be a good team again. I truly believe that in my heart. I feel like they've had a black cloud hovering over them for a long time.
All right, so we'll keep you posted on that. But in the meantime, we got people on the line. Who we got, Shawnee?
That's right. We got Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good. I love you guys. Good morning.
Yeah. Oh, good morning. We love you too. Who else we got on the line, Shawnee?
We got Douglas.
Good old Douglas.
Morning, everyone.
There he is. What's happening, Douglas?
Hey, Kurt. How they getting this money?
All right, cool. Good talk.
But you want to know what they do for a living? You know what I'm saying? Personal things about their life.
Doug, what do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician.
There you go. Right. There you go.
I'm over here sitting in my car in Dumbo. I got 2 hours to waste. I got here early to park.
You're parking over here. It's crazy.
You going to go to sleep or what?
Nah. I slept like 8 hours.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Good work, Douglas. All right, Amanda, who do you want to represent you? Laura Stiles or myself? I know the answer, but go ahead.
Laura Stiles.
It's the only way
all
to go.
All right, Amanda, me and you, kid. Me and you. Our 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee Culture with the questions.
That's
Let's
right.
play. Laura never loses.
All right, here we go. Okay. DJ Drama announced a gangster. Laura.
A gangster grows tape with De La Soul.
De La Soul is correct. What does a bibliophile love?
Peter.
What? Rosenberg.
Books.
That is a fact.
Oh. Yeah,
Method Man gave which rapper some... Laura?
Gave Young Miami some advice about her acting.
That's true. Who lives in the apostolic palace?
Laura.
Laura.
A pope? I don't know.
Pope is correct.
Okay.
One of the apostles. Which label was just honored with their own day in Atlanta?
Peter.
Rosenberg.
So Def?
Incorrect.
Oh.
QC? Three.
Quality Control. That is correct.
Oh, I would have gone with So Def.
Wow. Which bird is often used as a symbol of peace?
Peter.
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Dove.
Dove is correct. Time's up.
Damn.
Laura wins.
Yay, Amanda.
My ums. That's what you're going with.
Shawnee's ums cost me again.
My ums through the whole thing.
Congratulations, Amanda. You got the tickets.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Have a
Can
good
I
day.
Just give a shout out to Don't my mother today for Douglas birthday? Is out.
Yes, please go ahead.
Go.
Love you, Liz from Union City. Happy birthday.
Who from Union City?
What's Liz? Her name?
Elizabeth. She's from Union City in New Jersey. Aww. Yeah.
There you Happy go.
Birthday. Today's her birthday. She's 55. Sexy 55.
Hi, Elizabeth from Union.
Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it. Hang tight for you. 1 second so we can hook you up. Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
All right. Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, 3 men accused of killing XXXTentacion have been found guilty. So I'll give you the details on this story coming up next.
57 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
All right, Laura Stiles, lot going on. Let's get into the Flashing Lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right, it's been some time now, but 3 men accused of killing XXXTentacion have been found guilty of murder in the 2018 shooting. Now, the verdicts came in yesterday, Monday, for Michael Boatwright, Trayvon Newsom, and Derek Williams. You know... X was about 20 years old. He was in a South Florida motorcycle dealership almost 5 years ago when he became a victim of a robbery. He got shot while in his vehicle. They say the men ran off with $50,000 in cash and a Louis Vuitton bag. So the three were charged with first-degree murder with a firearm and armed robbery. Wow. It just seems like it was so long ago. I mean, five years is a long time.
I can't help but thinking about that phrase, swift justice.
Yeah.
It has, I feel like they've known who it was for a while too. It's just, listen, it's I'm glad for the people close to him and his family that they can move forward with it. But that is a, you're right, Laura. That feels like it was forever ago at this point.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that they stayed on it. How many rappers we know that got taken out that police have seemed to give up on the story?
But there's, what's crazy to me that it took this long is there's video footage.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, you have evidence, and I know, you know, it depends state to state, town to town, blah, 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 but that's why you would feel like it's like a clear cut. It's like we have video.
It does seem like in this era, the people responsible for these tragic deaths are brought to justice way more often, though, Sean. In the Takeoff case, they have a suspect, Mac Miller's, PNB Rock, Mac Miller's drug dealer who intentionally gave him fentanyl. He's going to jail.
Right.
So there is a little more than it. But I know we grew up in the Biggie Tupac. No solution ever era.
Still trying to figure it out 20 years later.
Oh, Jam Master Jay.
Right.
So that is true. But yeah, it's been 5 years. Wow.
Yeah, a story that's starting to get some coverage, and that's why I want to bring it to the forefront. Something to pay attention to. It's a case that's going on, and you can follow justice for Lakeith Smith. Lakeith Smith. Now, this story is, like I said, people don't understand how this is why it's so important to vote locally. But when Lakeith was 15 years old, he was part of he was involved in a break-in gone wrong, okay? And when police came firing gunshots, he fled. And his friend, Adante Washington, was killed. But somehow, Lakeith was found guilty of murder. So I was like, how? So in Alabama and across the country, the felony murder rule punishes anyone involved in a felony when someone gets killed, such as break-ins, vandalism, or drug use. Now, these are the things, obviously, like, teens tend to do in groups. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when cops kill someone, it happens when we've seen stories of them pinning the murder on others. Now, Lakeith was offered a plea deal to 25 years and tried as an adult. Mm-hmm. And when he went to court, an all-white jury and a judge landed him 55 years in a maximum security prison. So his team of advocates have fought, for 8 years. And then on March 21st, Lakeith will have another hearing. So people are trying to fight to stop from spending the rest of his life in prison.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it's just a classic story of the police just completely framing a young black man to take this crime that they committed.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, this is in Alabama, but just pay if you want anyone listening right now, if you want more details, just you can follow at Justice for Lakeith Smith on Instagram. Or just, Google him, Lakeith Smith, and this is happening in Alabama. But, man, 15 years old, and he's, It's just so sad.
It's an awful story. And hopefully if enough people pay attention and start making noise about it, there's an opportunity to make this thing go differently. And at least today there's a resentencing hearing. So any support you could possibly give them. His family deserves that.
Yeah. That's your Flash and Lunch report. The time is 7:03. Today is a high of 60 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Getting to know yourself could be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Getting a new job, moving into a new environment, or just life hitting hard, you need somebody to talk to. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who could take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ebro to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ebro.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I hate to do it. I hate to do it.
What?
When you have a player who shoots, I think, like 18 for 28, like bodying it from three, scores 57 points, and you give up 140 to the Timberwolves, I hate to do this. It doesn't.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, how sorry, you're Nick.
Playing yourself, you're playing sorry. Yourself, you're playing wow. yourself.
I don't play. Sorry, you cannot score 134 points, have your best player score 57, and still lose to the Timberwolves. Knicks, that's unacceptable. And that's why you get one of these. And I don't want to.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Have to do it.
Wow.
This is happening every day, the congratulating yourselves. People are getting congratulated right and left. Laura, who's congratulating themselves in your world?
Oh, my God. Well, someone we love. I just read the story, and I'm like, fam, please. Our guy Bad Bunny, you know.
Baban.
The superstar.
Why not?
Well, his ex-girlfriend, her name is Carlise De La Cruz Hernandez, okay? She recorded a drop for him. Bad Bunny Baby, right? On her phone, and this was in 2015 before he became famous, before they split up. You know, they were... So the line appeared all over his album, albums who have sold millions and millions and millions of copies, and he gave her credit. But she wanted to get paid. He offered her $1,000. She was like, nah, fam. So I think they dismissed her. They were just like, all right, then whatever. Well, she is taking him to court now. And the headline is, Bad Bunny is being sued for $40 million by ex-girlfriend.
Damn.
I mean,
40.
$40 million?
How many, Cast, is the drop on like all songs?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't really remember the drop, but I do know that every time Bad Bunny comes on, he goes Bad Bunny Bay Bay. So if that's the drop.
Well, no, is it her voice? Is it a woman's voice?
No, it's him saying it. The ones I've heard is him saying it. But I mean, if she came up with it.
And maybe there is drops. I don't know. I just haven't paid attention.
Well,
but,
this is a huge discrepancy, though, because if the drop is him saying it and she's like,
oh, no, she actually was on his last album saying it.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at she's it right now.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, she said it on his last album, on his other song, Pati. There's a few songs that it's her voice, actually.
Well, so who are you giving the button to, Laura?
I'm going to give it to our beloved Conejo Malo.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't handle that.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And
yeah,
now,
I mean, you offer her $1,000, she says no. But like, all right, well, you need to finish working out that situation. Because
by the way, how do you offer
people,
her $1,000?
Bro!
I mean, honestly, though, I will just say, no matter how she helped out Bad Bunny, anyone who helps out an artist of that magnitude for anything needs to be getting more than $1,000.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So, Bad Bunny legit probably makes $1,000 a minute all day long. I mean,
a
like
second,
it's,
probably.
No, that would be. But I thought about that, Laura, but that feels like too much. That's someone do the math on that.
A minute.
But either way, like, yeah, man, you can't. And then, I mean, do we know how they broke up and he ended up now running around with Kendall Jenner?
No, I don't know. But this was way before, remember? This was in 2015.
And did you also hear that Bad Bunny is has a new record where he's reportedly taking shots at Kendall's ex, Devin Booker?
Yeah. I was going to use that later on, but we can talk about it. I was like, why are you doing this? Why?
I mean,
so in one of his songs, it's in Spanish, but he says, "Pero el sol de PR calienta más que el de Phoenix," which means, like, you know, the sun in Puerto Rico is hotter than the one in Phoenix.
But that's not necessarily a diss, is it?
Man, that's
shady.
Phoenix
is, you know, it's shady. That's shady. It's shady.
Come on,
it's
man.
Shady.
Come
it's
on,
shady.
Man. We know what you're talking about.
But Phoenix does have a hot sun. I mean, that's why they are called the Phoenix Suns. It's hot.
Well, he literally says the Puerto Rican sun is hotter than the Arizona sun, and she likes it.
And
oh,
she knows
well that,
it.
Okay, well, that's
she knows it, and she knows it.
Well, you got to include that. Yes, you're right. Yeah, he says, and she
go.
Knows it.
There you go.
And by the way, though, I mean, I just want Bad Bunny to understand, the second you decide to get involved with the Kardashian situation, know that you are sitting now right on the line of the world's biggest.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And I'm sorry. We've all seen this before. Now, I get it. Kendall is generally stayed out of most of the messiness. But when you think about, you know, athletes getting involved and celebrities and musicians getting involved with the Kardashians, doesn't always end great. In fact, hasn't ever
ended great. There's no reason for him to even, like, go there, though. You understand what I'm saying? He could have just kept just being normal.
But that's
like
the
regular thing.
No, you can't, Laura. Tell me who gets involved with the Kardashians and ends up staying regular and normal. I'll wait.
I mean, I know you're right about that, but I just feel like, fam, you couldn't just control yourself and not mention anything about her exes. Why start relationship drama? Like, why?
Because,
why?
Because
you don't
you're
to.
When
you
that's my point. Because when you're in that, you're in that. It becomes something else. I don't understand. I hate to be that guy. It's not like I'm not saying they're evil or anything. I'm just saying.
I know what you mean.
If you follow patterns,
the microscope is crazy. And I guess. I'm still disappointed.
And it seems like his fans have been annoyed with it since the second it happened. No one seems to be checking for their favorite artist ending up being Mr. Kardashian. Or in this case, Mr. Jenner. Mr. Jenner Kardashian.
You get Bad Bunny Jenner.
Congratulations.
I like it. Have a nice week.
Yourself.
Bad Bunny Jenner.
Bad Bunny Jenner. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Jenner. Bad Bunny Jenner. Oh,
yeah, there you go.
You know what? That might kind of work.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
You know we got to hit the mayor with this headline real quick. The mayor of New York City with this headline from Hip Hop Wired real quick. It shows a picture of him at a party dapping up his son, and it says the headline is Sir Mix-a-Lot, NYC Mayor Eric Adams attends son's album release party.
My yo, why they gotta hit committed. Him with? Why they gotta hit him with Sir Mix-a-Lot, yo?
Sir, because he's Mixy. He's out here Mixy every single night. And by the way, I mean, Shawna, you gotta tell your guy, he's gotta do better than just. Listen, I'm a nightlife mayor. I gotta sample the product. You can't just say that every day.
He's my guy.
He was once your guy.
He was when he was in the streets. I mean, he's still in the streets.
Oh no, Shawna, he's in the streets.
Pre-mayor.
He's definitely. You can't be more in the streets than he is right now.
He's in the streets. But he was in the streets that I knew as a community worker. Now he's in the streets with these bottles. You know what I'm saying? VIP. It's a little different.
VIP. And by the way, I'm looking below on this Hip Hop Wired story. They've apparently been running with this name for him. It says related articles. And the related articles are Jim Jones confirms Mayor Mixy Eric Adams is back in NYC dance competition.
Popping.
Then there's another one. Mayor Mixy Eric Adams takes another swipe at quote woke Democrats. Nothing to oh brother, hit the
he
button.
Outside. He outside.
Goodbye. Go inside.
Congratulations.
Go inside for a
little bit. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Oh, man.
It's my guy.
That's your boy. Coming up in a little bit, guys, you know what we got. We got that Beat the Buzzer. Money on the line in about 10 minutes.
Yo.
You know, I'm kind of good on that song. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm kind of good on I Don't Want to Know. It's too familiar.
For a long time.
It's too.
You want to know.
I want to know. I want to know when that song's going to stop playing. It just sounds so familiar. It's like sometimes the new artists nowadays, they use a classic and it is done creatively. And then sometimes I'm just like, I feel like I'm reliving a moment that was 5 minutes ago. Now, granted, that's just me being old, and I'm sure back in the 90s, people felt that way about, you know, rap songs that were sampling songs that were big in the early 80s that were new to me. You know? But when you do the math on when De La Soul used Say No Go, and they used the Can't Go For That by Hall & Oates, that song wasn't old then. Hall & Oates was what? 8 years before? So I guess people probably felt the same way then, but I don't know. I don't know, and I don't want to know. And I want to know. And you know who else I want to know about? DJ John.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny. Hey, DJ John, how are you?
Good morning. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Is that every Tuesday?
If you want. I don't know. I think it's corny.
Oh, no pun intended.
Yeah, I think it's corny. I think it's corny.
John, I mean, I'm glad that you're bringing up things related to Mexican culture today, because we know last night was not an easy night for you.
No, it wasn't. It was Talk a great game. I mean, shout out to Japan. Japan, they came through. Otani came through ninth inning. It was a good game. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this run. You know, the World Baseball Classic series, the whole thing. It's amazing, especially tonight going down, USA versus Japan. I'm going to watch it, so yeah, I'm enjoying it.
That's the final, correct?
Yes, the championship.
Well, listen, you had a good run. You should be very proud of Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, it stinks that you guys lost in the last inning, the semifinal game. That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. But listen, here you are. What did you bring for the people?
Oh, today we're playing Beat the Buzzer, baby. You get a chance to win some money. You hear the amount that you want to win. When you hear the amount, you just say stop. When we play this sounder, if you don't say stop, you're going to hear this buzzer. And then, don't play yourself. Get this money. Be caller number 9.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Let's
I don't know what you said there at the end. Yeah, but who do we have there, Shawnee Culture? No one yet?
Still filtering.
1-800-223-9797. We're going to grab someone for Beat the Buzzer, and you may understand what John was just talking about. You may not, but you got to say stop before you hear that buzzer.
You're a bad guy.
What do you mean? It was just a little confusing. That's all.
Just a bad guy.
I didn't say that in a mean way.
I
was just saying I was
mean. And you wonder why I mean back to you.
I see it as the exact opposite. I think you're mean all the time, and I have to be mean back to you. And so I don't want to be. It's unfortunate.
No, you want to be. I get it. It's like this little boy thing you have. Like, I'm going to be mean to him. I'm going to be mean to him. You're a bully. That's wow. You are.
Shawnee,
you're the same. Oh, my
the
God.
Same.
I'm quiet.
So worse.
I'm chilling. I'm in my own zone until you start poking me in my belly.
No, there are days when you come in out
fat.
Of...
Then you
what?
Call me fat and all
How
this
often
stuff.
I call you fat?
Every day.
I call you
he
fat every
not.
Day.
You're such a liar.
The slander out of his mouth.
Shawnee,
you're
do I call...
standing up for himself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of you in that sense. I'd like you to keep the same energy with Ebro when he gets back, because I don't say nearly as many insulting things as he does.
Both of you guys.
So this is
embarrassing.
I can't deal with the lies. Who do we have, Shawnee?
We got Brandon.
Brandon.
What's going on, guys?
Yo.
Good morning.
How are you, Brandon? Are you excited?
Yes, I am. I've been trying to call you guys for a long time. I'm so happy I finally got through.
You're through. You're in the building.
All right, Brandon, do you know how to play the game?
Brandon. You know how to play?
Yep, know how to play.
Okay, clear, right? As soon as you hear the number that you like, you yell stop, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, don't get greedy. Okay, Shawnee, I feel like he's ready. I feel like he's ready.
I don't think so.
All right, let's do it.
$300. $400.
Stop.
Okay.
You there you go. I respect that.
Okay.
Congratulations. Okay. $400 in your pocket. Do you want to hear, Brandon, where it was going?
100%.
You've got to live with it. Let's find out, Johnny.
400 is good, Brandon, though.
All right.
Let's see.
Here we go. $20. $250. $345. $400.
Ow.
Brandon!
Brandon, that may be the first or second time we've had anyone get the highest number possible. Great job.
Wow, good job. Brandon.
Thank you,
congratulations. $400 in your pocket.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem. Hold tight, Brandon. Your next chance to win coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Well, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'm going to give you details on this new Jordan Peele film that's coming. Ooh. And I have a special summer jam. I guess I'll say like a mini announcement, but I'm very excited about it. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Good morning. The first official day of spring, which is, as Shawnee put me on to earlier, which is complete nonsense. Let you have a so it officially became spring at 5 p.m. yesterday. They don't get a full day, so now today is considered the first day of spring.
Yeah, so somewhere around 5 something Eastern time, it became spring, right? Based on the universal calendar, so it was the first day of spring. But technically, when we woke up, it was winter. And when we went to sleep, it was spring. Today is the first full day of spring.
Today is the first full day of spring.
Right.
What a weird winter it was. In California, it snowed.
Crazy. Yeah.
And rained like, it rained in LA like every day. It did not stop raining, which is very weird. And then in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, basically no snow.
We got a snow cone.
Yeah, we got a snow cone. No, Laura, we didn't. It wasn't even enough to make like ices. If they someone tried to make ices with it, you'd have no luck.
But God bless the people of Buffalo though, because they went through it. So it's just weird, man.
No,
they went through it. They were frozen.
It is literally. I'm at the point right now. If you in any way deny global warming, it's not a political issue. The only political party you're a member of is moron. Like you are, if you're looking around and going, yeah, this is about right, how it's supposed to be. And then if your argument is this, if it's global warming, why is it so cold in some places?
I cannot.
Then you need to do a little more work. Laura, do you have a flashing lights report for us?
I do, please. Let's go.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Guys, there's a special announcement. All right, Summer Jam is coming back to New York.
Uh-oh.
Save the date. It's going down June 4th. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you said it. You said
June 4th, and it's coming back to New York.
So you say coming back to New York, meaning it's been held in New Jersey for many years.
MetLife Stadium.
That's right.
It's been at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. It's coming back to New York.
Really?
They're switching things up. They're making a fresh new ideas. And let me tell you something. The lineup they're cooking, it's going to be a lot of fun. So just remember, save the date. And if you want exclusive Summer Jam Insider newsletters, first to get, you know, information, announcements for the parties, the lineups, the tickets, all that good stuff, go to hot97.com/insiders. Wow. Go ahead and sign up. But it's going to be good. That's all I can say.
And if you follow Funk Flex on social media, you've seen him mention many times the big New York theme of Summer Jam this year. Big New York vibes. That's what I'll say. All right, Laura, what else is going on in the world today?
Now, you know, Jordan Peele's cooking up some holiday horror for his next flick. All right, according to reports, his next mindbender will be released Christmas Day 2024. So no title or plot yet or cast, but, you know, I'm sure Daniel Kaluuya ends up being involved in some way or another.
Possible.
The only thing is, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not really, well, number one, I'm not a horror film person, so I won't watch it. I'll just have Rosenberg tell me about it. But I'm not going to go watch a horror film on Christmas Day or Christmas. I'm good off that.
But by the way, first of all, two things.
But people love it.
Number one, congratulations, you played yourself, because you're missing great movies. Number two, you know, his movies are not, like, so far, they've not been, like, horror movies.
I know, but, like, you know, enough like, to give me some nightmares.
Nope, and Us, they were, like, very sci-fi-ish. I don't even know if it's enough to give you nightmares. Maybe the first one, maybe that one would give you nightmares. By the way, I blame that movie in many ways for what's happened to the word woke. Because Cass, you'll probably remember this. Childish Gambino, Redbone was not ringing off. And then they put Redbone in the opening credits of the first. Why am I forgetting the name of the first Jordan Peele movie that's iconic?
Get Out?
Get Out. They put it in the opening credits of Get Out. And after that, it went so crazy. And I truly believe the main thing that made the word woke go off was the stay woke in Redbone.
That's funny.
That's just a personal theory, because you remember how big that record got. It got couldn't walk down the street without hearing Redbone. Yes. Anyways, right. Jordan Peele's awesome, man. I still go back and watch Key and Peele skits and realize how much I was kind of sleeping on how great that show was when it was out initially. It's got a lot of stuff. Because with sketch shows, they're always misses. So it's hard because someone you watch one episode, you might see some misses. But if you guys go back and watch the best of Key and Peele, like on YouTube, man, they got some hammers. Shouts to Jordan Peele.
All right, that's your flashing lights report. Today's a high of 60 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect. And make sure you guys download the Hot 97 app. We are going live if you want to see what's going on in the studio and chat with us.
Oh, yeah, Chatana on the Hot 97 app.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
So you can watch us live on the Hot 97 app. Well, it was really just like Cass One doing Twitch dance moves, looking like an Instagram DJ who's dancing behind turntables.
Pointing at the camera and smiling.
Yes. Cass, that's what a DJ is in 2023. You're just up with the times, my G.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep up with the time, Rosenberg. Come on.
You
got to
get those hands up in the air. And by the way, we had Idris Elba on the show last week. And I asked him about, like, do you find it annoying on Instagram how everyone dances in their DJ videos?
What did he say?
Idris said he sort of disagreed with me because he says he dances when he DJs.
I was going to say that.
So he said
wait
that.
To see what-
But I told this to Cypher Sounds on the One Ep Is Life podcast that we recorded this week. I told him that we said that, that he said that. And he was like, yeah, but remember, Idris plays a lot of house. He has time to dance for real on playing records. Because those joints rock for like seven minutes. You know the tempo of the next record you're playing. You're all set to go. You might as well sip your drink, dance a little bit. You could have a party. But when I see these hip, quote-unquote hip-hop DJs on Instagram, they hit play, and then their hands are up in the air the entire time like this. I'm like, that's just not generally how hip-hop DJs
You just hate, like, the finger pointing,
I hate when I can tell it's been coached. They're like, you want to be a DJ? All the great DJs point in the air like this when their song's playing. I'm like, I never seen Jazzy Jeff do that. I've never seen it. So we spend a lot of time these days behind the scenes talking about hip-hop, particularly because it's hip-hop 50 coming up on Shawnee's birthday because Shawnee invented hip-hop.
Yeah, I mean, 8-11, big up to all the 8-11s. We have a holiday.
Right, August 11th, 2023, will make what's officially called the 50 years of hip-hop, and hip-hop 50 is being celebrated tons of places. So we keep having these conversations, and one that Laura just brought up that I thought was interesting was what was the first hip-hop song you remember learning all the words to? Is that what the question was?
Yes. You really think about it, because mine is definitely Children's Story. That's mine. Slick
that's way. Up there. That's among the first for me, and it's in the first like five, I'd say, for me.
If I were to ask you the question, what would you answer? What was the first one?
Well, first of all, we're happy to ask the audience as well. 1-800-223-9797. What was the first hip hop song you memorized the words to? So, I always try to be very honest with this answer because I feel that a lot of people, it's true of a lot of people, but they don't say it because they don't like the connotation of how pop it is. But I believe for me, the first one that I ever knew all the words to was Parents Just Don't Understand by Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
That makes sense.
1987, first rap Grammy winner, iconic song. And really, it's not surprising it was the first one I knew by heart because that is the song that officially took hip-hop to the suburbs.
But fam, like, think about what it meant at that time. You were a teenager, a preteen. You know what I mean?
Teenager? So don't rush my life. I was 8.
Oh my God. So to you, we're like, yeah, parents just don't understand. Of course, it just made perfect sense.
I mean, it might have been the first, it's the first rap song I remember hearing. Like, even though Eric B. and Rakim and all that stuff dropped in 86, my guess is I didn't know it until like 87. So it ends up I don't know if it was dead first, but I have a distinct memory of being in the car, the carpool, going to Hebrew school, and that song being on the radio. And I remember, like, my parents listening to it. Everyone listened to it. No one had a problem with it because that's what Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince was. And then, yeah, Laura, then there are things like Eric B. and Rakim and Children's Story that came after that once I was interested. Shawnee, do you remember the first for you?
Yeah, I feel like it was Special Ed, I Got It Made.
Oh.
I think that's I remember, like, writing it down and stopping the tape or whatever and writing it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm your idol.
Your highest title. Numero uno.
Not a Puerto Rican, but I speak it so that you know. Yeah, fire. Yeah.
John, were you going to say the same thing?
Yeah, it was two. It was two. That and Paid in Full.
If you don't know,
you gotta understand, because there was like, it's not the first song you fell in love with. It's not, because this is one that you had to work really hard to look up the lyrics,
right?
And read and remember.
There was no way to look them up.
Yeah, you had to like write it down and stuff.
Yeah, write it down. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Brooklyn's on.
Cass, what was yours? What was Cass one?
Yo, mine was a song that was coming out of every Toyota Corolla, every box Toyota Corolla with the speaker system in the back. Slick Rick, bro. Mona Lisa. Come on, man. The classic story, Mona Lisa. Them drums would come on, and I was like, what is that? What is that playing?
And I bet for the people slightly older than us, it's funny how many are Slick Rick. It's probably Lottie Dottie for a lot of people older than us.
Yeah. But with Slick Rick, you just get caught up in the storytelling and you want more details. That's how I remember it.
Right. Yeah. I was like, what is this, bro?
All
Well, it was one of those days.
Not much to do.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a...
Yo, how does Bascom, our camera guy, how does he first say juicy and then a minute later say Rapper's Delight? Those songs are 15 years apart, my G.
What?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yo.
Oh, he's
no, he's going. He's going to the chat.
Oh, he's naming things from the chat. Okay,
okay,
all right.
Okay. Shots. I'm curious to hear though, our audience, if you guys care to share with us right. at 800-223-9797. What was the first? You know, what was the first hip hop song that you learned the lyrics to?
All right, let's grab some people right now. By the way, I forgot. Also, Vapor is very high on that list for me too. The Vapor is very high.
The Vapors. Laura, which one did you say?
I said Slick Rick Children's Story.
Let's go to Lisa.
Sucker MC. Sucker
oh.
MC.
There you go. Wow. Right on the gate.
Woo! Question for you, Lisa. Where are you from originally?
Brooklyn.
I mean, this one's still. Thank you, Lisa. Great call. Funny, I fell in love with this song later.
2 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme. So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there,
but then
it went this way. Took a test to become an MC. And Orange Cook became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside his Cadillac. The show drove off and we never came back. They cut the record down to the
Now, shouts to Lisa. Lisa, my guess would be at least 5 years older than us. For this
if
to be the first
MCs,
one.
Right.
Sucker MCs dropped in 83. So it and it's funny, it didn't start hitting with me. When I was really young, I always thought it sounded like overly old school, like because it's so simple. Yeah. And then as I got older and deeper in the music, it became like maybe my favorite Run DMC song. Like it Fire. To me, it hits right now
yeah.
harder than Clean. When it was the 80s. I love it. Who else we got, Shawnee Culture?
Let's go with Eric.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Eric, what was the first hip-hop song you remember learning the words to?
Nas, One Mic.
Woo. Oh,
Nas,
wow.
One Mic.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
All right, that makes sense.
He learned
it
word
for
word.
Give us a little.
Yeah,
give
you know what I'm saying? What you got, son?
Yeah, yeah, spit these bars. Spit these
All
hot flames.
One mic, one beat, one stage, one...
One place, a place on the front page, even the dad, one gun, one girl, or one crib, one God to show you how the sun did, pure, like a cup of virgin's blood, mixed with 151, one sip of make it flip, button names on my politics.
And you got the edits!
Yo, you know, it can't be on here cursing.
Yo, man,
yo,
yo.
MVP,
thanks, Eric.
Roll up and try knocking us. One knee, I duck. Could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop again. Bust out.
Yo, Sean, you know, it's another big one I just remember.
What's that?
Not the whole song, but I remember being so excited to memorize the part from Rock This Funky Joint.
Rock this funky joint.
Now this be acapella wisdom, G. I manifest an understanding, understood. So this one neither keep you guessing. Follow me now, see? That was, I remember, and the first one I ever wrote down, I remember writing it down to memorize it. And I know this may surprise people because I don't get thought of as the biggest head for this artist. Yeah, this was
Poor
big.
Poor Righteous Teachers.
Shouts to PRT, man.
Poor New Jersey, what up?
I'll give you another good one.
Well, I was going to say, the Tupac verse from Same Song by Digital Underground.
Yeah,
I wrote that whole verse down until I memorized it. What were you gonna say, Cass?
I was gonna say me and my cousins all sat down and literally picked the parts that we were gonna do for this song.
Oh, here we go. You guys performed this?
We performed this, bro.
Who were you? Yeah, we had the, you? And then we would fight. We would fight about who's going to be Busta Rhymes. Oh, right. Man.
So who was you?
I got Charlie Brown, bro.
It's funny that, like, this song has so many bars in it, and yet if you're of the age that you remember when it came out, you know every word to the whole song.
Right. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then
some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. All right, Shawnee, let's talk to Felix.
Felix?
Yeah.
All right. Felix, what you got?
Felix.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up, Felix?
Good morning. Eminem
birth. You know what? I got to tell you, Felix, how old are you?
I heard that, and I was like, what is he saying?
Yo, Felix.
So what do you say to somebody you hate or anyone want to drink trouble your way? Everyone loves his verse.
Where your bars at, Felix? So what do you say to somebody you hate? What? Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things and the blood of your way? Just study your tape of NWA. One day
he's going to listen. Walking by with a walking on. When I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye. You look them up in the parking dock, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Yo, man, for some reason, we know the reason, Eminem can be very polarizing. Mm-hmm. If you can listen to that verse and not think that dude's one of the nicest who ever did it, we're listening to different things. That verse is absolute insanity. Of course, Dre's beat for Forgot About Dre is also one of the craziest beats of all time. Who else we got, Shawnee?
Shamia.
Hello?
Hey, Shamia, what do you got?
Hi, I have Rob Bates. It takes two.
I mean, listen, it takes two. Not a lot of words, but we remember all those words.
That's a fact. You're about to make a can you kick the bars? All she knows is the chorus.
No, she knows I want to rock right now.
You know the words?
I
want to
rock right now. Rock right now. I'm not into that. No, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from me if it's contagious. Because I'm a winner. No, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me like the way that I'm at a show. The reason why I'm there, I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks, Shamia. Great job, guys.
Good job.
That was so fun. And I swear to God, Bascom, if you don't make five different GIFs of Laura's faces while she was rapping that, I she looked like an absolute deranged psychopath.
I know.
She was smiling like,
yo, so happy because she was getting it.
I'm so happy for her.
I know, she was getting it.
I have faith in Shamia. The words are, I mean, Rob Bass, it is, when you think about it, it is one of the most memorable verses ever. It's actually, you don't think about it, but right. Every line is like right in your head the second you hear it.
I mean, outrageous. Stay so away from me
if you're contagious. Well, that had new meaning in the last few years. Hey, Laura, you're doing we have flashing lights a little bit. We have more money in a little bit. And up next, we got the gurus. Hang tight.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and my boy Rosenberg. Wake up!
Hot 97.
I was just talking to Laura off the air about how bad a person I am. Well, because number one, when I see like my friends like looking overly happy, like just now, Laura looked so happy when that girl was rapping that I was like, someone video this is annoying. Like that's where my brain goes. Why are you so happy? Like what's wrong with me? I'm generally happy. I want my friends to be happy. But when people smile too big, it makes me sound like a horrible
You
want
to tell them to calm down.
I want to tell them to calm down.
That's horrible.
Like everyone loves right? that. Everyone's posting the video of that white girl from Brooklyn who's doing these dances, like doing all these different dances. Anyone have her name specifically? I don't want to disrespect her, but she's out there doing these dances and people like them and they go viral. And I watch her dance and that smiling face and I'm like, can you just calm your ass down? Why are you so happy?
You're disrespectful.
What a joy killer. What,
when I watch cheerleaders at a basketball game, I'm sitting there like, oh my God, can someone make this end? Why do they have this crazed smile on their face? They look insane.
Oh, it's horrible.
I said, because
you're a person who is very excited.
I'm happy and excited too.
All the time about specific things, you go over the top.
Totally, totally. Listen, I'm trying to grow in some ways. Like, for example, you probably didn't notice, we had a big argument off the air. I will not say what the details were because I don't feel like getting murdered on social media.
It was hate.
Shawnee sees it as hate. I understand that. We're not going to get into it. But you may have noticed that for the most part, I did not get as red-faced and crazy as I usually do in arguments.
True.
I was right on the edge, and Shawnee and Cast, between Shawnee and Cast, I was getting pushed. I was getting pushed to the edge. But I went, no. I find it to be a weird, I'm being serious now, to go deep for a second. I find it to be a weird emotional trait that I have, that I get triggered and angry by different opinions. Like, I've done it on this show for 15 years. And yes, it can be entertaining, and the audience can laugh at it, and it's funny. Mm-hmm. And Ebro loves to troll me into doing it, and I get it. I'm like a little doll you can wind up and watch me flail around like a psycho. But I'm trying to work on not doing that anymore. But I have to admit, I don't think I can work on my hatred of people smiling while they dance. I don't think
smiling
it can go
while
away.
They dance?
And why, does anybody why do out there like understand? By the way, does anyone out there understand? Please tweet me if you understand what I mean. I'm not saying it's right, but for some reason, when people get that goofy ass smile, like Laura, soon can I get these gifts, Louie, of Laura dancing? It wasn't even quite the dance; it was just like a psychotic smile. But that actually made me laugh, not get angry. But sometimes it's straight up like, "Why do you look this way? Why do I feel like? Yeah. Well, number one, I would never do that. I'm not comfortable enough to do that. If it happens, like, you guys will be at the wedding, maybe it'll happen. Maybe there'll be a moment at the wedding, and you'll be like, yo, you did it. You were like a happy, stupid goofball, and I want you to tell me. But in general, I think I'm too guarded when it comes to being that way.
So when other people are free, you're like,
I'm probably jealous.
Why are you so free?
Yeah, why are
jealousy,
you free?
Jealousy.
I mean, that's what most things are fueled by. All you can try to do is recognize it. Yeah, why are you
so
free?
Free?
I don't feel that free. I'm embarrassed to dance like that. It's funny, too, because I'm happy to talk in front of the whole country every day. But the other day, when I went to that T-Pain show in L.A., afterwards they did karaoke. Mm-hmm. Hosted by T-Pain, by the way. So T-Pain's hosting as his fans get up and do karaoke.
Nice.
And Dipperstein said to me, he's like, yo, you want to do something? He was like, I'll do it. Let's do it. I was like, what? I would sooner die than get up in front of this random crowd and do karaoke right now. So maybe I am jealous. I'm just trying to figure myself out.
Yeah,
guys.
I mean, this is what the gurus are here for. You know what I'm
saying?
And
you know what, Shawnee? Yes. With that, let's talk to the people.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. New email. That's where you find us.
That's right.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
Guide you to accept you.
Right.
With your biggest smile.
Have you look in the mirror sometimes and try to figure certain things out?
You know what I mean?
You know,
well, and that's
Shawnee,
why
do
it's
what
my.
You do.
Yeah, go ahead, Shawnee.
So let us cleanse the energy. Zen, zen, zen,
zen, zen, zen, zen, zen. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help.
Breathing's so important. I don't breathe enough. Like when someone triggers me in an argument and I get red faced and crazy, it could all be prevented by just breathing.
Exactly.
It's true. Take a deep breath in, exhale,
and walk these dogs and represent Rue.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we do.
All right, guys. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Though it seems like still everyone wants to write to the old email address, and some of you might even be asking, why did you change addresses? And I would say, I don't really know.
We don't know.
We don't know. But now it seems like we get less emails. So a lot of these are still from the old email. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, as the man wants you to write it. Hey, guys, been listening to the show for years, but I recently just started working in the morning instead of night, so I listen every morning, and I love it.
All right.
It's great to hear on the way to work. So I have a problem where I was talking to a guy that I've known casually for a couple years.
Okay.
He lives in Virginia. I live in New Jersey. And we've only met once in person through a mutual friend.
One time.
Recently, he had a baby with his girlfriend of 6 years. And right before he had a baby, he shot his shot with me. And we started talking every night, every day, all day. Started saying, I love you.
Oh.
Oh, boy. And mind you, we were able to do this because she was in the hospital with some complications.
Oh my God.
Wow. What in the John Edwards? You guys remember that? The guy who ran for president and he ended up divorcing his wife when she got sick? Oof. Anyways, she had complications, so she was bedridden in the hospital. And that was at the time right before she had a baby. And I know that he is a pregnant girlfriend, but he kept telling me that he didn't want to be with her long term, but he was just there for his son. I'm like, okay, but you need to focus on your family. So the other night I got a call from the girlfriend and she's asking me who I am. And I'm not telling her, I'm texting her a little bit and giving her a little bit of information, but not a lot at all. I'm encouraging her to do what she needs to do after she's bashing him and calling us cheaters. Then she kicked him out of the house, and I guess they are broken up for good.
They're not.
I'm telling him I miss talking to you every night, and it's weird now that he's out of the house that he was living in with her, and he's calling me at night. The next day, on Facebook, she sent me a long message. So now she's figured out who I am. But I didn't respond because I don't know what she wants me to say. We're the same sign, Cancers, and I feel for her. But the heart wants what it wants, I guess. I feel so bad and feel like a homewrecker, and I don't know why I didn't think she would find out. But now I'm not even sure how much I want to be with him because he's a cheater. And if we were to actually hook up, because mind you, we've only been texting and talking on the phone, and now I'm afraid that if he'll cheat on her, that'll cheat on me. And I don't even know if I want to pursue anything at all. I just broke up a whole home, and I'm not sure what to do. Thanks so much in advance for your advice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So she said in one breath that the mom thinks that she's a homewrecker and then closes the letter by saying, I just broke up a whole home.
Correct.
So mom is correct.
Well, let's not call her mom. She's the wife. She's not just a mom. She's not his mom.
Right. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
In this case,
what are they? I think they're married. Oh no, girlfriend. He said girlfriend. You're right. Girlfriend. Okay. Anyways. So I don't know what advice you want.
Yeah, you need to.
I'll just say this. Let me say one piece.
It's very simple. Go ahead.
Well, you may not agree with this part, but this stands out to me too because you deserve the button for sure. We'll give you that in a second. But I will say, let's not get caught up in the term homewrecker. That is based in some classic sexist nonsense. The homewrecker is the person whose home it is. I just got to be clear about that.
Like, I mean, that's true.
Don't put all the blame on yourself, because with all due respect, if he was apt to do it,
it was,
man, y'all met one time, he was gonna find someone to do that with. You don't need to call yourself a homewrecker. Did you do something stupid?
Was you a co-defendant in the crime?
That's
why I was going with Shawnee.
Absolutely. I'm not.
You guys both, in this case, I understand what you're saying, Rosenberg, but in this case, they both wear the title.
Right. No,
she knew what was going on.
I'm just saying, don't, when you call yourself, just yourself, that, it's unfair. You made a mistake. Okay. You should feel guilty. You did wrong.
You're an accomplice.
But ultimately, the person who I believe is responsible for relationship safety is the person in the relationship, not an utter stranger. So yes, you messed up. You were wrong for it. It's not all on you. It's on both of you. And listen, I think all you can do is, if you say now, first of all, your instinct isn't wrong to not trust him because of the way you met him. That instinct isn't wrong. I think you probably know the right thing to do and that you don't want to start a relationship in this way. And I get why you'd feel bad, because now dude is ass out. And I know this is harsh, but I mean, that's kind of his situation. Yeah. That's not
right.
You don't have to be with him because you guys messed up his relationship.
Right. And let me complete your first thought by giving her this.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Played yourself.
Because you
need that button, and you need to stand down and let that man handle his business. Back off, back away, leave this alone. You're messing up your own life, not even just whatever they got going on and being a monkey wrench. But you need to stand. You got other things to do. You don't even know who he is. Why are you even getting involved?
Yeah, and then you got to deal with guilt now. Now you feel terrible. Like, this is no way to start a relationship. You deserve to have more respect for yourself and start clean. At least try to start, at least the right way.
If you can back off, I agree with everything Laura said. And if you can back off, I would say to him, hey, this is not cool. I'm sorry this all happened. go fix your marriage. Go fix your relationship. Y'all never even had sex. You never even hooked up physically.
Right.
He messed up. He was obviously scared of having a baby. There's stuff going on there. Now, maybe maybe there's tons of problems and they never get back together, whatever. But I would tell him, go back and try to fix your relationship. Because that, y'all didn't even have an affair. You had a stupid emotional something or other. But
it was an emotional affair.
Yeah, but like they just had a brand new baby. If they have anything good in their relationship, they should be able to try to work this out. So I would back off and walk away.
It also says a lot about your partner. He left his woman when she was in bed, bedridden, when she was at her worst.
And that's
her most fragile.
That's
pretty horrible.
Yeah,
you can't really one day say, through sickness and in health, when through sickness you were not there. That's not very good. Again, not your problem, though. Let him go.
I say burn it. Let him go. So say the gurus.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
Hear that burning? It's a raging inferno. All right, Laura, what's coming up in the flashing lights?
Coming up in a flashing light report. So Bad Bunny is taking shots at Kendall Jenner's ex. Why is he doing this? Why? But I'll give you the details coming up next. Oh, we got money too?
I forgot. 1-800-223-9797. Get on the phones right now for some Beat the Buzzer. We'll do that. And we'll do Flashing Lights next.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
Oh, man. I don't know why he's doing this, Rosenberg. So Bad Bunny, I guess, is throwing shots at Kendall Jenner's ex, Devin Booker, in a new song.
Oh, boy.
He basically says, and he says it in Spanish, he says, pero el sol de PR calienta más que el de Phoenix, saying that, but the sun in Puerto Rico is hotter than in Phoenix. She knows it.
Oh.
So, and then it's funny because when this was floating around and the headlines were rocking, Devin Booker replies and he's like, he's worried about another man again.
What's he referring to?
Because, you know, Bad Bunny is fluid, you know? He's saying he's worried about another man. He capitalized man.
So is again. It like it's like a gay joke or something?
That's how I took it. Like he's trying to diss, like,
or is there a history in any way of Bad Bunny having issues with another woman's man?
So I've never heard of that. That's why I was assuming he was trying to take shots with him. You know, take shots at his sexuality. I don't know. I don't know.
If it's a shot at his sexuality, please hit the button if you don't mind quickly. Hopefully that's not what Devin Booker was saying, because that would be whack.
But,
congratulations.
But it's just, yourself. I'm like, Bad Bunny, why?
But hit the button again for Bad Bunny.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because it's already a risk getting involved with the Kardashians, let's just be honest. And they haven't been dating that long. And also, why do you need to go in on someone's ex?
Right.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Unless you found out something horrible about him, in which case, this just sounds like a slightly petty kind of diss, you know? Like,
right.
I'm just, she had another famous ex, so let me diss him. That's what it sounds like. So be careful, Bad Bunny has kind of like a flawless brand right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really hasn't made any mistakes at all. If I'm his team, I'm being like, you sure you want to do this relationship? Are you sure? I'm just saying, I got to look at the history, guys. It's too much history that's not great. And Bad Bunny's so successful right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be a bad guy. Maybe I
No, but you're right. I feel what you're saying. All right, that's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:52. Today is a high, let me see, of 60 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect. Let's do some money.
Oh, that's right. Here we go. Who do we got, Shawnee Culture, for their chance at some money?
We have Janelle.
Janelle?
Good morning.
Janelle, good morning. Do you know how to play Beat the Buzzer?
Yes.
All right. You're comfortable on what you're going to do?
Yes.
Here we go. Shawnee Culture. Are you ready, Janelle?
Yes.
Shawnee, hit it.
$100. $125. $200.
Oh, wow. No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the buzzer. Oh, no.
Yo, Janelle, I'd like to blame our program. I'd like to blame our program director, P.O., for doing you like that. That joint was very short. Wow. Damn, wow. Janelle.
That was a nice try. Thank you, guys.
And by the way, Janelle, you weren't wrong. You I see why you didn't. Yeah, she didn't get the one. She was looking. What was the minimum?
I was ready to say stop, but I was just waiting for bit more. But
you wanted at least what, like 300?
Yeah, three. I would have said stop.
I feel you. That's even two. I get it. No,
because it went to what, 125?
150?
150, and it was like.
No. Sorry, Janelle. Good luck.
Thank you.
Don't worry. But
you could take this, though.
Congratulations.
Shawnee, what the hell is wrong with you? Get moved.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.